Peace, peace to the family, and welcome to Mind Right Radio. It's your girl, Sun Sara, coming back at you on another gloriously beautiful Sunday. Yes, yes. And we're back in the building, but we got some things going on, and we're excited to share with the family this day. And as always, we want to thank you for joining us and allowing us to share your space with you for a little while. As always, we're going to be joined by the gods S. Ali Myers and Juice Metaphysical Myers, and we're going to be chopping it up today, letting the family know what we got going on, and get ready for what Mind Right got coming new for you. So I'm excited to get in on today's show. I haven't been on in a minute, and the gods are going to come on. We're going to chop it up about some things going on, some things we got going on. And, of course, we want to hear from the family, as always. So be sure to check out those websites, though, saliemyers.com. There's a lot of great information on the site. Ali's got some things coming out. They're definitely something you might want to check into and get up on. There's a lot of energy right now that he's got going. So I know he wants to talk about that today, so that's all I'm going to give you. But be sure to check out the website, saliemyers.com. See what he's got going on. Check out the link to the YouTube channel so you can check out those amazing videos. And be sure to check out the shop, l9shop.com, for the ancestor money and all of your spiritual supplies. So I'm anxious to bring the gods on. I don't see Juice on the line yet, but I'm sure he'll be with us shortly. So Ali, peace, peace.
Peace, peace. Hey, peace.
You are together.
You know, we had to throw a little curveball. You know what I'm saying? A little curveball. Peace, peace. Got it. Peace to the whole Mind Right Radio family. You know, Mother Nature over here. Me and the God Ali in the flesh. You know, back to back like Drake meet this. I'm sorry. Y'all remember that back to back, that little Drake diss towards Meek Mills? But yeah, me and the God back to back, you know, next to each other like Siamese twins. But yeah, I see the God is in the house, you know what I'm saying? Like, classic
yes,
intro.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
yes, yes.
Ain't nothing like a Mind Right Radio show when you come on and bring the show and just bring, you know what I'm saying, that energy, that feminine energy on the show. So, you know, every time you come on, like, that's just, I just think about tradition, man. Like, you know, like.
Oh, Christian.
You know. Like, tradition when the goddess come on. It don't feel the same, you know, when she don't do the intro or whatnot, you know. You know, I got Ali so much. You feel me? You know, I'm going to let the God say peace to the family. I'm going to let the God say peace to the family.
Sorry,
no, peace to the family. Peace to the family, peace to the world. It's Ali back in the building for the final edition of this format of Mind Right Radio, you know. And I know for people that listen to or watch the YouTube broadcast, I basically said what was going down or whatever. But, you know, Mind Right Radio is not ending. You know, we'll do that when we get to it, but it's not ending. But we are upgrading, so to speak. So, yeah, like Drew said, happy to have the feminine energy back in the building. Definitely feel more balanced.
Yes, indeed. I know you needed you all with the Gemini season and all. You know what I'm saying? So,
not a Gemini for the record. Like, hey, yo, hold on. So you weren't on the show last time. I said, I'm Gemini when I'm all 99 signs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who is? I forgot how it went. It was something like that.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what's up. But yeah, I didn't want to come in with the new intro. I wanted to save that for the new format. But definitely, you know, excited to be back on with the gods. It's been a few weeks, I think. There was a little Mind Right hiatus anyway. So we had to get some things going and some things moving. But definitely excited for what we have in store for the fam. Definitely ready to switch it up a little bit. Like you said, tradition, you know, this seems like it's been tradition. It's been going on for a while, you know what I'm saying, Mind Right Radio on Blog Talk Radio. So I don't know. It's kind of it's exciting and everything, but it's also a little like, oh, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm glad to be here today, but it's the last of the Mohicans for this format. So it's got me feeling a little of both, you know what I'm saying? So I got to be in my balance mode today, but definitely ready to get it in. I know the God Juice just came back from or whatever, so I'm a little jealous of that, God, and hope you had a great time and glad you made it safely and everything, you know what I'm saying? Did you get me any sand from that beach? That's what I wanted to know. Did you pick me up some sand?
Hey, I mean, you know, we went to, yeah, me and the family went to Myrtle Beach. You know, this was my first time going, but the trip was lovely. However, Mother Nature kind of rained on our parade, you know, and you know, I'm not going to sit out there and complain and, you know what I'm saying, mope and just be all, you know, have that type of energy where I'm just mad at the world because of the weather, but it was still beautiful, you know. I got to enjoy the beach one day. That's it, just one day. But it's something I'll definitely do again in the future. So no complaints my way. I understand everything happens for a reason. You know, when something happens, you just have to switch up, you know, be creative. So we just have to go do some other things when Mother Nature took her course and it was very cloudy and rainy for a majority of time we were there. So we just had to, you know, switch up, do something different. But other than that, to be back, you know, I hear a lot of people say, Juice, be safe, and, you know, how else will you get back? But I'm a guy, man. Like I tell people, I don't see anything happening to me in my future, like no car wrecks. I know it kind of sounds kind of like boastful. You know, the people are like, who do you think he is? But I'm God. And what a lot of people don't know is when your expiration date is near, you'll start to know. You'll get that feeling. And my expiration date is so far from me. I'm so confident that nothing will happen to me. I feel like I can drive anywhere my eyes closed and still make it safely, peacefully, and healthy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Other than that, you know. Hey, sign me up for your church. Hey, real right, because a lot of people worry. You know, when you do things, you worry. People don't realize is you can manifest things to happen just based off you thinking something's going to happen. You know, you're allowing yourself to attract that worrisome or problematic type of energy. So I just don't ever say, I always, you know, in church they always say God is good. He is good all the time. And you know, that applies to all of us, you know. Everything is good. The universe is good. Even when things appear evil, it is all good, you know. So I just keep that mind state. And, you know, that's how I elevate in life. But, yeah, I'm glad to be back. I missed the film. Definitely missed the film. Definitely missed the guy that's on Sharrock. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, I didn't even give her a
good
Oh, man. Yeah, well, that horn's making its transition this day. I don't want to hear that. It's transitioning. It knew.
Now, huh?
Yeah,
new
it
age.
Can feel it.
Oh,
it knew.
Oh,
what'd you say, Ali?
Nothing. Hey, no, I didn't want to. Hey, for real, I want to speak on what Juice was saying, though. Like, one of the, especially where people develop in their intuition, like what I noticed was you have, it's two different ways that you can look at, like, what we call negative things or bad circumstances. Because certain times, but especially when you're highly intuitive, you may get a prelude or a vision of what's to come. You know what I'm saying? Like an intuitive thought, like a perfect example, and this happens a lot with mothers. They have a bad feeling with their child's going to get in a wreck or something like that. That's a bad, you know what I mean? That's a prophetic vision or intuition they got. But that's different than worrying about your child when they get in a car. You know what I mean? Every time they get in a whip, you think they're going to wreck or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's, and I know this, like, especially with me at first, I don't know if anyone else experienced this, but it was kind of hard to see what I was so-called worrying about or what I was getting an intuitive thought about. Then when I figured it out, which it took work, a lot of inner work to get that level of clarity dealing with intuition. But once I figured out, then I know, like, I still know when something, quote-unquote, bad is about to happen, but here's the trick. I don't look at reality as good or bad. So it's minimized, and it doesn't, like, produce worrying. Where most humans, it produces worrying.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that makes sense.
Wait a minute, what did you say, Juice?
No, I'm saying it's a misuse of your imagination when you worry. You know, because a lot of times when you worry, you basically get, your energy is becoming drained in a sense because you're giving your energy to a situation or a problem that's not even there. You know what I'm saying? So in a way, when you should use your energy as ways to grow and build yourself, not to give away as far as to create something that's going to be, like I say, problematic. And that's what a lot of people do. And that's why I like when Cuz says the difference between getting a vision about something. For example, I have dreams all the time, and my dreams, I swear my dreams be telling me the future. It tell me, not only that, my dream tells me certain people I have to watch who I'm around and certain people I can build with or come closer to. Or so, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, I be having these dreams a lot, reoccurring dreams as far as certain people I know not to be around. So when I get that feeling, when I get around these certain souls, I separate myself from them, or I stay far away. You know, I give enough distance to the point to them we appear cool, but deep down I already know what it is. So I don't like reveal my hand to these cats. You feel me? So, and like I tell people, your emotions is your superpower. How you feel things is your superpower. You know, because that give you that intuition or that vision of something that's not there yet on the way, or something that could happen, and basically you have the answer to it before it even happens. You know, so it is cheat codes. Yeah, mm-hmm. It definitely helps my life as far as to know who to be around, know when to take a trip, or know when to travel and not to, based off my intuition and my dreams. So, and like I said, I didn't have no dream off far record. No one came to me who was highly spiritual that said, "Juice, be careful. I see something happen." So there's nothing going to happen. I'm not going to put that energy into worrying something's going to happen, in which I will create that to happen. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's how I do it. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want you to speak about it too. Like, I know your son, so I was speaking about impact yesterday, and that's another thing too, though. Very empathic people, like you'll be picking up other people's worries. It's not really your worries,
mm-hmm.
but you'll be picking up. Won't you speak about that? Because I know you was experiencing
mm-hmm.
that, like going to malls and different things. So I'm definitely not empathic. I'm the opposite of empath. Well, I'm a deaf coach. I ain't a life coach. I'm a deaf coach.
Yeah. No, it's Juice always, you know, third eye blinking, because that's what I was going to come in and say. There's a quote that says, you know, worry is just a gross misuse of imagination. And we talk a lot about patience and visualization and everything. Well, worry is the same thing. You know what I mean? If you are worried about something, you're meditating on it, you're pondering on it, you might be visualizing things that can occur. And that's the same thing that you try to do with your desires and your wills and what you want to create and have in your physical reality. So when you're worrying, that's just, you know, another form of meditative visualization, creating what's going to happen in, you know, in your future, in your physical reality. But you know, the feelings thing that you get, and what Juice was saying about intuition being a great superpower and things like that, I agree with that. And being an empath, you know, sometimes you can pick up on, you know, worry, you know, with other things, other feelings, other emotions of other beings. and you have to be able to, you know, separate yourself from what's yours and what is coming from someplace else, these other energetic, you know, energy that are coming at you and hitting you. But what Juice said, he said that he, you know, gets dreams or has his intuition about beings that he really can't be around or has to sort of guard his energy in a way when he's around them, because that's essentially what he's doing when he's saying, I pull myself away or I won't give him too much of myself. You know, he's just really, you know, blocking his energy, keeping it to himself. And I had to learn how to do that when I was younger, before I knew that I was empathic consciously, being consciously aware of it. I didn't want to go to places like malls and movies and restaurants and things like that, because I just would go there and end up feeling so many things. And, you know, you think it's you. Until you, like Ali said, you have to learn to listen to your intuition, and that takes time, that takes practice, that takes a connection in order to do that. So you can know your feelings, know you, and then be like, oh, wait a minute, that ain't me. Oh, wait a minute, that ain't me. And then as well as learn how to, like, block it and guard it so that those things don't come upon you. Because sometimes your thoughts and feelings, especially if you're empathic, they aren't yours. We are all intuitive to a point. You know what I mean? So some beings can pick up on other people, and we got to make that distinction with that right discernment of what's yours and what someone else's. Because you can be worried about something that ain't got nothing to do with you because you're picking up someone else's worry. And so that's real important. And, you know, to be able to discern what's yours and what's not yours as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. Jules. And what helps me tremendously is, like, setting boundaries. You want to set boundaries in basically on every area of your life. You have certain boundaries. And humans do this unconsciously anyway. You have certain boundaries. You know, let me use a practical example. One boundary is, like, I'm not traveling outside the United States. That's a boundary. You know what I mean? That's a boundary. Or another boundary is, I'm working at this job where it taps out at, you know, $80,000 a year. That's your boundary. You know what I mean? Like, we have unconscious boundaries. I can go on and on with these examples, but hopefully you get the point. Like, with your spirituality, also, you want to set boundaries with your energy. And, like, with psychic abilities, like, in specific, like, I don't walk around the world just open, picking up everyone's thoughts and energy or whatever. The way I set my psychic boundaries is, if I'm out and about and both of y'all being with me and bear witness, I'll just say stuff that, you know, the spirit tells me to say, not so much I'm looking for something to say. There's a difference. And that's how you protect your energy, so you're not walking around just open all the time, especially your medium empathic people. You have to be very, you know, clear with your boundaries. You feel me? Like, because there's certain, I don't want to get too deep into it, but there's certain beings that they look for people open like that. And a lot of you aren't strong enough to deal with those types of energies. If you feel like you're having a lot of conflict in your life, you're probably too open and more subjected to these types of forces. I'm trying to be careful with my words. I don't want to scare people. It ain't scary. It just really comes about being empowered, you know, really tapping into your inner power and setting boundaries. And it's a simple example is what I recommend for people that's dealing with a lot of, like, what you want to call psychic attacks, or dealing with energies that's messing with them or whatever, like unseen energies, ghosts or whatever you want to call it, whatever. All you have to do is sternly speak to it. That's setting the boundary. Leave me alone. Don't come at me when I'm asleep. Don't come at me when I'm by myself. You just tell it. You set boundaries and you mean it, but it can't come from a place of weak. It has to come from a place of strength. You know, that's a practical example on setting boundaries. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was on mute.
You can tell she's been on 8 months.
I was just listening, you know what I'm saying? But, no, yeah, absolutely. And setting boundaries, like, with energy as well, like Ali's talking about ghosts and spirits and things like that, but we have to set boundaries with the physical beings that we come into contact with during our lives as well. You know what I mean? Especially when we have to engage with others that maybe don't view things that we the same way that we do, have our same perspectives on things. You know, that can be very draining, especially if you're empathic and you can pick up on other people's feelings. You know, it's, you know, you might want to have a general conversation with other people, but it gets a little hard when the things that they are dealing with, you know, come at you. So it's a good thing as well to have some sort of energetic boundary that you can set around yourself for protection or something like that for your aura or whatever the case may be. You know, there's really simple things like the white light protection, just envisioning yourself in a nice white light and saying an affirmation or something like, I am protected from anything that may come and things like that. You can, you know, there's an arm folding that you can do where you try to you kind of fold your arms across your chest, and it looks really defensive in a way, but when you talk about setting boundaries and blocking those things that you don't want in your energetic field, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I mean? So there are different ways to transmute the energy and help to block yourself and keep yourself to yourself and try to keep as much of that away as possible, because we all pick up particles of energy as we go through our daily lives, whether we want to or not. So setting up the boundaries, like Ali said, it's a beautiful thing. You can do those for energy as well. And you just got to protect your neck. You know what I'm saying? Protect your spiritual neck.
Yeah, your neck, like, well,
everybody on your face will know you be dropping doors.
Like,
you got a mixtape coming? Hey, yo, you know somebody in Wu or somebody in mainstream is looking at your page like, oh, yeah, I'm selling that.
You don't want to get bars on the radio. That's how you know you got bars when people say bars on the
But y'all going in and, you know, like, You have a whole lot of energy. You got to think your energy is like currency in the spiritual realm.
Right.
You know, just like how people got a lot of money and material wealth in the physical material realm. If you think about the average person who has a lot of money, they're going to guard their money. You know, they're going to have some of the best security. They're going to have some of the best you know, people that's around to protect their interests. And this applies to our energy as well. When you're a soul who has an abundance of energy, there's always going to be those that come around who want to take some of your energy. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you have to guard your aura. You know, when you're dealing with a lot of these different beings, and not just beings, we talk about spiritual beings as far as those you don't see, and human beings. You know, those that you see with your two physical eyes. So you have to protect yourself from both. And one thing you have to know is when there's a lot of people that's trying to come to you, that's just a testimony of how powerful you are as an individual. You don't see people trying to go into a homeless shelter and rob them. You don't see people going to a one-bedroom shack and try to rob them. You see people usually want the big bucks. You know, like, they go try to get it, you know, get it where it's big. And the same thing applies to those who has a lot of energy, who has a high vibration. You got to expect those different beings to come to you. They want a piece of that. They want a piece of that pie, too, or a piece of that aura in your case. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to set up barriers, and you just got to know your worth. And if you – one of them individuals where there's a lot of people that's coming to you, and you just, like, you feeling a whole lot of burden from just different individuals, that's just letting you know who you are.
I'm over here for those who, like, follow me or whatever, like, really follow what I do publicly or whatever, I want to say it was about, once again, this linear time thing. I want to say about 6 months ago, maybe 9 months ago, somewhere around there. But like, I ain't said nothing about this publicly. But I'm going to say something about it now based on what you said. Like, I was feeling that.
me being a natural recluse and private person, I was getting tired of people hitting me up all the time and stuff. I needed, you know what I mean? I had to unplug, like, because that's real. That's super real. You know, and depending on a Monday, just take anything that you have more of or that you have done, and you have people that's coming wanting that same thing. It doesn't have to be just spiritual. Like Cuz said, it can be with money. That's what most people experience. And people that with money have to get away from people that know them because all they do is come and ask them for money. That becomes draining. You feel me? And, like, it wasn't the draining part as far as helping people. It's like the barrier of privacy. Because when you get to certain places or whatever path you're on, people have this approach like you owe them something. And I see a lot of spiritual people fall victim to that, where they let people feel like you owe them something. And then you become drained because you're trying to fulfill these people's desires, you know, and you're doing yourself a disservice. And in order for me not to be a jerk and be like ultra brutally honest, especially once again, I have developed my intuition to a point where I know who's coming at me trying to be funny. I know who's coming at me needs help. I know who's coming at me, but they already have the answer. When someone asks me a question, they've already spiritually went into a box. That I can't control because I have forces that protect my energy. And he told me, you know, just chill out. You know what I mean? Do what you do or whatever, so I can be even more prepared to help other people, whatever. You know what I mean? So, like, my whole point is you really have to, like, at first, you don't want to feel like you want to help everybody. You know what I mean? That's the part that's really going to drain you and get you. I got to help everybody. And I forget who I was telling this to, but I was saying if you have that approach of I got to help everybody, that's my mission, I have to do this, you always have somebody to help because there's a lot of suffering on this planet. And what works for me is I'm open to who help, whoever comes to me, and then you have to put out things that also to help people. It's a two-way thing. So you're helping people help themselves intentionally and unintentionally. You know what I mean? Protect your energy, what it come down to. Or you ain't going to be able to help anybody else.
Oh, I know Ali's right about it, you know, especially for those of us who our path is to be of service or to teach or to guide or to heal. You know, a lot of times we take on that energy of wanting to help everyone that comes to that, you know, you or you're just trying to help and help and help and help and help. And it's very draining. And then you find those or you come across those who have this energy of obligation, just like Ali said, and is very necessary to pull yourself away and unplug for a little while if it becomes draining to you, if it's taking all of your energy, if it's causing you to not be able to take care of yourself because you're spending all your time taking care of others and things like that. You got to protect your neck, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I did it. I wasn't immune to it, and I learned a great lesson from it. And, you know, it's definitely worth it, but it was very draining, and I got physically ill and had to pull away. So it can really be, you know, heavy on your energy when you try to do that. Not saying you shouldn't help, not saying you shouldn't teach or guide or do your path and heal and all those things like that. Just be careful with your energy, guard it, and maintain it. Because like Ju said, they want to come and take it from you. You know what I mean? And it is no different than those physical things. So, yeah.
The example I love to use all the time as much as possible, because I love to pay homage to this master, is Edgar Casey, peace and blessings be upon him.
Mm-hmm.
He was told that he was told that you only are able energetically to do X amount of readings per day. And if I'm not going to go through his process, but he had a very elaborate process where he opened himself up to get answers from spirit. And he was considered one of the most accurate psychics and intuitives ever. Documented. Go to ARE, I believe is his, what is it, ARE? If you Google Edgar Casey, you can actually look at his records or whatever, his recordings, actual recordings of reading. But he was told if you do over, I think it was like 3 readings per day, long story short, you won't kill yourself. And his response was, there's so many people that need my help, I can't stop. And he ended up dying shortly after.
Mm-hmm.
He's considered one of the greatest healers. People are into holistic health right now and into like holistic health. He's the one that basically coined holistic health in Western society. Not saying he invented it, but I'm saying he's the catalyst why so many are alternative practitioners and stuff now to this day. He had records of where he had holistic remedies that even presidents were undergoing at the time. You know, so a lot has been studied from this man. One of the greatest healers, he couldn't even do too much work. You know, so you might think you're superpowered. You know, when you become self-God, realize you feel empowered. But even gods that you study in mythologies have limits. That's the part where humans don't like to accept. I understand that we're gods and we're powerful, but you got a goddamn limit. Don't sit here and say you're limitless. Jump off a building if you're limitless. Go step in front of a car. It sounds good. It sounds good. You know what I'm saying? Sounds good. Greatest healer couldn't heal all day long. You know what I mean? You figure it out.
Everybody needs to find more. Even the body needs times off when they go to sleep. I mean, hey, you somebody who just up all the time every day, you know. You could look at that in life as far as, you know, people who go to work, they want days off. People who play sports, you don't play every day. You don't practice every day. You know, in life, when you do psychic readings, when you do readings, when you know what I'm saying, use your spiritual gifts to help people, you can't expect to do it 24/7. You have to take some time off. You have to. And it's just a way to basically just get yourself rebalanced, get your that energy back, just like a phone, you know what I'm saying? When a phone battery goes dead, you put in a charger, you know, you just get that time to charge up spiritually. We are giving away some energy, but there's nothing wrong with giving away the energy if you know it's helping them grow. I don't mind giving away my energy if I know I'm elevating someone. You know, I don't mind giving away my energy when I know that I'm using my gifts and tools in order to expand someone else and to make someone else a better person. I don't mind, but you have to take some time off. And, you know, even when you do readings, when you do lectures, when you do seminars, you know, when you do anything you got going on in life, you want to take some time off. Just let the body rest, and not just the body. Let your aura rest. Let your energy rest. You always don't want to be giving away, or you always don't want to be have so much energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have so much energy, it's good to give some away. But if you don't have a lot of energy, you don't want to give it away. You know what I'm saying? You want to basically get recharged up. And that's just how we are as a people. So, yeah, most definitely, you want to take some time off. You know what I'm saying? Take some time off. Get rested up. I know I can't deal with humans every single day. I can't. I'll be on my Dracula. I'll be on my Dracula stuff, and I'll be away from society. I like to come out at night sometimes. There ain't too many humans around at night. You know, you notice when you come out at night, the streets more crisp, sounds clear. Like, I mean, you could almost drop a coin on the street and hear the echo. It's just quiet and peaceful. You know, in the daytime, it's so many different humans and stuff, and you're just even just walking down the street, you see so many different people, you feel so many different energies, and, you know, sometimes you don't want to be around that. You know, that's why I feel like there's a way to ascension, because a lot of times we can ascend when we're isolated from everyone else. So you need some isolation periods, some isolation moments. You need that. You need them, like how we need them. You know, like, it's a must. It's a necessity.
Last two points. So this is a very, very important discussion we're having, like, ultra-important discussion. But this is the last 2 points. There's no person that is what you consider highly enlightened or highly advanced that's the public has 24/7 access to them. There's no enlightened, high, powerful being that the public has 24/7 access to them. You feel me? In our modern society, celebrities are the deities that's worshipped upon. Show me a celebrity that you have 24/7 access to that you don't know personally. There's none. They get far away from society and they protect their energy is the point. Put mask on. They have to do certain things to protect their energy. You know, I mean, it's an unfortunate element in society. My vision is we will eradicate this, but we won't until we uplift a collective consciousness. But we have too much idolatry right now. It's bad. You know, so we're not there. So I don't even want to get that discussion and give false hope. I'm saying for people that feel like they're doing something, give yourself permission to protect your energy. That's my point.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, Ali, I know that we're going to be switching up the format for Mind Right, and that's coming very soon. So,
So long overdue. So long overdue. Like, we've done this thing 5 years, something like that, the same way, man.
Uh-huh.
I don't do no 5 years straight the same way. It's long overdue, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that is upon us. So we've got a little healing, transformation, growth thing going on over here at my right. So I know we wanted to discuss it a little bit today. We're not going to give up the goods, so to speak, but we definitely want the family to know where we're going to be, what the deal is. We're going to be giving out that spiritual fruit still in them chunks, sometimes slices, sometimes dices, you know what I mean? So let's talk about that for a little bit, and then we definitely want to hear from the family. So we're going to open up the phone lines just to discuss some things. And I also want to talk about our visit to the mound yesterday, because we saw something very interesting, and I want to talk about that for a little bit. But I want to talk about the upcoming switch of Mind Right. So let's talk about that for a little bit.
Okay.
Come on with
it. Like I said.
Come on with it.
I know, man. Once again, like I said on my YouTube yesterday, man, I've been cocooning, man. Like, just the spirit is so much revelation and clarity. It's in that what the quote from the Buddha said, like, once you get to a certain level, you just look back and laugh. Like, this thing I've known for so long, and that's where I approach things the way I do. I know for so long that spiritual growth, mastery, advancement, enlightenment, whatever you want to call it, whatever highfalutin name we attach to it, at the end of the day, it's the most simplest thing ever. It's the most simplest thing ever, you know? It really truly is. So what I said on the YouTube, hold on. Yo, yeah, my bad. What I said on the YouTube is like, we're going to do a format that is obvious. It's obvious at this point. Everybody likes video. YouTube is the biggest platform that there is as far as, like, content and information and things that – the way I look at it is, like, when people go to YouTube, for the most part, that they're spiritual, they're going there to be empowered. You feel me? Where other forms of, like, media is more for entertainment. Even though YouTube has great entertainment, but I'm saying people that are spiritual, metaphysical, students of the occult or whatever – like, that's where I went when I was researching hard body. You went to YouTube. You know what I mean? That's where a lot of people find me. Like, they go to YouTube. When somebody's looking to make an altar, they're not going on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. You know what I mean? They're not. You know, when they want to learn about something, they're the only social media I know of, I'm not too hip on, is Pinterest. People go to Pinterest to learn something, as far as I know, or whatever. But my point is, YouTube is a platform. And obviously, most of y'all probably already follow my channel on YouTube. So, like, I've already been established on YouTube. And the way the people that I do a lot of surveys and talk to my network, and they told me that they like to consume their content. Most people like to consume their content and learn through video, not through radio, and reading is probably second after that. So what we want to do, is, or what we're doing, is we're keeping the great features of Mind Right Radio, which is the interaction with the fam. That's by far the best part of Mind Right Radio, mm-hmm. as far as being able to physically talk to other people. That's a beautiful thing. So we're not going to get rid of that. So if you like to listen to the show via the radio, you can still do that. Or via the phone, you can still do that. But the best way to get it is probably to watch it on the YouTube screen, because you'll be able to see us and also be able to hear us. What the phone is going to be for mostly is for us to take callers on and stuff like that. So you can be live on the air still the same way, still interact and dialogue with us, but you'll also be able to see us. So I feel that this a move that we probably should have made, I want to say a year ago, you know what I'm saying? But there's a certain logistics that come with it when you're switching to doing something like that. And we want to make sure we do it right. You know? So mm-hmm. I can say for sure there's no other show that's going to be like it, you know, with the way the interaction is, the way our content is, the way we deliver it. The tagline is spiritual fruit served raw and uncut. This ain't your regular spiritual show. You know what I'm saying? For those that rock with Mind Right Radio, you know, we ain't no high polluted Ashe, you know what I mean? Like, we ain't on that or whatever. We don't care about all of that. We don't care about your humanity. We don't care about if you look a certain way, if you're a certain race, or you got certain vices. We don't care about none of that. All we care about is you on the path. If you're on the common path, well, cool. We recognize and appreciate everyone's individuality. You feel me? Mm-hmm. There's not too many quote-unquote families that's like that, you know? And plus, we're just regular down-to-earth people. So I feel like our voice is different than most common spiritualists. How do I know this? It ain't my own opinion. I get the messages all the time, about how it's more down-to-earth, how it's more approachable, you know what I mean? How it's more practical and stuff like that. You know, that's just keep repeating phrases, you know. So the show is going to be different based on our energy, but also the format. As far as I know, no one else is doing that format, you know. So I'm looking very, very much looking forward to doing it. The first one will be Monday. Let me make sure I got my date right. It's going to be June the 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Monday, June the 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern. The title is going to be called Mind Right Live, but it's going to be on my YouTube stream, on my YouTube channel. If you just Google my name, S. Ali Myers, you'll be able to come up to my YouTube channel. I would subscribe and hit that bell thing. There's like some sort of bell where you get immediate notification. That's the best way, but even if you don't want to do that, just go to my channel at 7 p.m. You'll be able to see us, all right? And also, for everybody in my network on the email list, I'll definitely send y'all a blast and remind you. But it's one of those things, I don't want to send something weekly and remind you. It is what it is. Once we set the date, that's what time to you on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Unless it change, just like Mind Right Radio in the past, we come on every Sunday at 11. Like, that's what it is. Once we solidify our time and date for this, it'll be the same thing. It'll be like Oprah. We come on, you know what I'm saying? It's the way it is. Like, you know what I mean? It's what we do at that point, you know? But we're gonna rock out on Monday for the first few weeks because our son is still playing baseball. And then we'll switch it up and go Wednesday or Thursday in the middle of the week. But, yeah, we got some features, put it like this, I would let the cat out the bag. One little thing is there will be a giveaway every show. We just giving away something.
Yeah.
Charitable, you know, but what gods do? Gods give. You feel me? What gods do? You pray to God asking for a blessing. Well, God's blessed. You know, when you become God in human form, you bless people. You feel me? So we just gonna give things away. You know, we've done it on radio before. We did shows on here where we just gave stuff away. All day. Doing more than Jesus.
Give away.
That's my son. I told him well. But yeah, definitely. But yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that, man. Like I'm dumb geek. I absolutely love YouTube. I would get rid of everything and keep YouTube. If it was my choice, I'd say get rid of everything, keep YouTube. You know, but ain't my choice. Shout out to YouTube. We'll be there.
So yes, indeed, the new Mind Right Live coming to you on YouTube. It's going to be Monday, June 19th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we got a new platform, we got a new day, we got a new time. Going to have some new segments and giveaways every show. It's definitely going to be live, so I'm looking forward to it as well. Just innovation, you know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful thing, beautiful thing.
The only thing different, is the chat. The chat is going to, I'm not opening the chat on Blog Talk anymore. The chat will be on YouTube, so you will still be able to chat and everything. And to be honest, I like the YouTube chat better anyway, the way it's set up and stuff. So, you know, Mind Right Radio upgrade. It has all the same things, except it's in a different format. I think it's absolute crack. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we out of Pisces.
And we can't just say the same things all the time.
It's different. You just started. You've been doing it for like 5-6 years. You know what I mean? Like,
You and Cousin Oldman started. So y'all started back in like 2010. Like the end of 2010. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to 2017, so it's always a time for change. It's always a time for growth. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over, you know.
Most things.
As far as this particular situation with the Mind Right Radio, you know, the family going to definitely enjoy it, especially to see the goddess and gods in the flesh.
Well, they
see
me all the time. I'm a YouTube hard body. Talk about your YouTube channel. Like, oh no, like, you got 1 million, you got over 1,000 views. Like, you out here helping people, man. Never talk about it.
I like to stay in isolation. Is that what you said? Is that what you said? He likes to come out at night. We be on YouTube at night, YouTube after dark. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm waiting to do.
hey, that was my. Hey, yo, Ali prediction. YouTube gonna have cover your children's ears if you got children you want to hear. It ain't that bad. But hey, yo, YouTube about to have porn. YouTube is going to have porn here very shortly. Prediction.
Why is that your prediction, Ali? What?
Because that Rihanna video. There's a Rihanna video. It's like for those who are like 80s babies or 90s babies, even like what was it, BET Undercover or BET After Dark or something like that. What was it called?
Oh my goodness. You talking about
Uncut.
HBO After Dark?
Yeah, when they show a little bit more provocative. Oh, you know what I mean?
Babe.
Well, Rihanna, I mean, it's all nudity on a YouTube video, music video. That's the crazy thing. They introducing pornography to YouTube. Put money on it if it ever becomes a bet. Like, it's safe money.
If you look at society, sex sells.
I don't think nothing's taboo. I'm gonna have no judgment. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, my thing is, we came in this world through sex. I don't see why they always want to make it seem like it's sinful and dirty. Sex is only gonna be reflected in how you do about it. You know, so if you feel like it's sinful or dirty, of course, when you do it, it's gonna feel dirty. It's gonna feel like you doing something wrong because you already created your perception on it. You know what I mean? Hey, sex sells though. So I wouldn't be shocked if YouTube start using porn or whatnot. I mean, honestly, I'm pretty sure you're gonna find some porn on YouTube right now.
Just like you can find movies on YouTube, if you type in like a certain type of movie, you might not find that movie, but what they do is they put films under other code names. You know, like they'll put like some title where you'll be thinking, oh, this is nothing, but if you click on that link, it's an actual movie. And I don't think that, I don't watch movies that was in the movie theaters on YouTube. Watched it, you know, so I mean, I'm pretty sure they can do that now with the porn, you know, like you got some computer cats out there who just, they're like wizards when it comes to technology. I ain't at that level yet. The God Ali up there, he there. But I ain't that.
You tell the people that, bro.
I didn't even know they had YouTube Live. You told me that. I'm in the dark ages when it comes to this, man. I'm trying to be. Can you lead me into lighten age, God, man? Lighten me. On this.
Hey, cuz, really here tech in that too, man. This nigga tech in that. He just figure out how to text message.
Oh, man. I look these words on my phone. I'm like, hit reply, cuz. I'm from an age, we ain't have all this technology. You used to call people on the telephone, that's it.
We didn't know who.
And they didn't know who was calling.
A mystery.
Hey, we did text message back then. We'd just call you and talk to you. Now people want to text message and write paragraphs. I mean, all the energy people write. And text messages, they could have been about 1,000 books. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, cuz. Now, you sound like one of the old heads when I talk about the Skittlehead niggas. The Skittlehead rappers. Little Yachty and...
Yeah.
All these little niggas. I talk about the Skittlehead rappers. Yeah, cuz, you old. You old. That's a new generation. Well, you old. That's a new generation.
Hey, I will gracefully and humbly walk with the new. I want to walk with the new generation on this, God. It's not like I'm just like, oh, I don't want no parts of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I openly embrace it. I want to slow them for it. You know, like
they love YouTube Live, like Facebook Live and Instagram. You go live on any platform. That's the content that most people are consuming. You know what I'm saying? They're going live, but people are scared to go live.
Well, Snapchat is popular now because the whole video concept. People want to see you now.
How old are you, my brother? You on Snapchat? 17-year-old dude over here at Juices just walked in. You on Snapchat? I talk to the youth. They tell me they on Snapchat. They like the live. They don't go to Google to get answers. They go to YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
They go to YouTube. Yep.
I got you. Hey, yo. Hey, 17-year-old, say this again, my brother.
I don't get on social media that much. I ain't with that stuff. For real, I'm a hooper. I keep my distance. I don't need to
That's raw and uncut. See, that's what I mean. We about to take you to the streets, yo. We about to go up and down the hood. We just talking to you, bro. Hey, yo, what do you think about? What do you think about Trump building a wall?
What, cuz?
I talked about that years ago, bro.
Wait. Common questions, like, you know what I'm saying? As far as with this society, just go around with a video camera and random people, just ask them questions, man. We need to do that, guys. You know?
Just to get a feel for the people, you know?
I grew up in Cincinnati. I'm the biggest city. Like, I just seen a lot of people get out, YouTube, make money, stuff.
All I got to do is be around juice. Hey, like, you know what I mean? Somebody wants juice.
Hey, people making money off YouTube. YouTube is paying, giving out checks.
Yeah.
And you can make money. You can make money just making a video sitting in your home. You ain't even got to go fill out apps no more. You could just be funny and make a video at your house and make money. Like, that's not godly. Internet is God, man. The internet more of a God than the man in the sky. You feel me? Hey, I like the internet.
Hey, soon you guys have a question, you get immediate answer.
Hey, who do your niggas got?
Z and Z. Oh, Z the Google
G. G the, no offense.
That's real.
But listen, here's the thing, man. This is the spot I'm at. I think too long. Actually, I'm speaking from experience.
Ollie, you're cutting in and out. Ollie?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, you were cutting in and out.
Okay. I wanted to, what I was saying is like we're joking and stuff, but on a serious note, like, the spiritual community, in my humble opinion, and you know, if this you do not share this opinion, then just pay it no mind, basically. I feel as spiritualists, we get too humble and too meek, and it's been taught for so long for us to be too humble and too meek. And I think because of that, people have been saying things that either make you very scared or make you very passive. And I don't feel like that's the best way of approaching your spiritual mastery if you really want to be about it. Because you can't be ultra passive and you can't be like very meek and humble. And one of the better analogies I heard used was from Father Dr. Gibson. He was talking about protecting yourself and something like that. And was saying if you had a bully taking your lunch money every day, what should you do basically? Should you just walk around and let them take your lunch money? And he made a joke, he's like, you kick them in the nuts and run. You whatever. And he said on a deeper level, you letting people pick on you and stuff, there are spiritual unseen beings that are looking to pick on you because you're so humble and so meek and feel so like you don't have any that much energy or whatever. And I think, as far as for me and the people that I've worked with, the common things I see with people is they feel disempowered because they feel like they have to be too humble and down who they are. They're highly psychic but have to feel like they have to hide that. They're high healers but can't tell people, you know what, I can help heal you if you allow me to do so. They just keep hiding their gifts, you know. And I know that we're in a time now where we really have to embrace who we are. You feel me? And we joke about it and stuff like that, but it's really real if you listen to the things we're saying. My cousin's saying the internet is God. It really is in a sense because it allows you to create whatever you want to create. A lot of you people want you to just create avatars on Facebook. Once again, you feel a certain way. It's not my intention. Not my intention, but I'm bearing witness to what I see and more so what people come to me and tell me, not based on my opinion or whatever. So if you're only creating on someone else's platform and then you're upset that you're not getting any money, cuz just get you a formula. Go to YouTube. Monetize your YouTube. You know, there's so many ways to monetize and make money on the internet that's legal. It's ridiculous or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's a real fact. But if you are too humble and like, oh, well, it's not for me. It's for someone else. Well, they're doing it. Well, they have 10,000 subscribers and, you know, all these things or whatever. That's a byproduct of my opinion of being too weak and humble. Got to step up to your God.
And the reason I play internet as a new God is because it gets you out of the systematic way that they created of making money and finding work. A lot of people are used to the old systematic way of going out, fill out applications to get a job, go to college, graduate from school. You got to get good grades, and even if you don't get, you know what I'm saying, then even if you graduate from college, you still got to go look for a job, and you might not even get the job you intentionally went to school for just to pay back student loans. So now you're in debt and all this and all that, where with the internet, you can bypass all of that, you know, and use that creative energy. If you got any certain talents, any gifts, any skills, you can use the internet as a way to express that in a manner where you can get that limelight kind of on you. People will be able to now see what you got. There's people who's very funny. They might not have the chance to go to the Apollo. They might not have the opportunity to go to a comedy show and get booked in. And they might not have the opportunity, but now that they got YouTube and these different social medias, they can express these talents and gifts there and bypass all that. And now they're a household name. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's a lot of Snapchat started from
Justin Bieber.
Think of Vine. You know what I mean? Exactly. You know how many people is famous off Vine now? That actually got shows because of Vine. Like, they bypassed all that. And that's why I say it's God, because, you know, when you think of the systematic way, a lot of people feel like you got to pray and wait to get this. No, create. That's what gods do. They create. So you don't sit around and wait for anyone to create something for you. You're going to create that for yourself. And that's why I said, they have God, because you got the ability now to use that creative energy and use that talent and gift, which we were supposed to use in the first place, to make currency. The whole reason you were talented in whatever you're talented in is because you're going to profit from it, not because you're going to exploit the people. It's because the people will throw you money to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to beg you. They're going, I want more. Like, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever talent gifts you have, they're going to want more. The people want more. So they're going to put you in a situation where you got, man, I got to go out here and do it, because they're going to want it. And they're going to throw money at you. You're not robbing anybody. You're not manipulating anyone from anything. You're not exploiting people. You're not doing anything that. You're just expressing yourself, and you're just using that talent to energy in yourself to make money, man, to make currency, which is energy. Money is energy. So all you're doing is attracting that currency to you. And that's why I say the internet is God, because you just bypass all that. I feel like the whole system need to fall anyway, going to school and all that. You making other people rich, but you going in debt.
Hey, real quick, I know you about to cut in, but I know we share this philosophy. Like, I would never push my children to go to college.
Man,
never. Listen, once again, I don't. That's another thing too. Is I don't even give recommendations for them. I very rarely give any recommendation on how to raise children. That's just one of my things or whatever. You know, but as far as us, like, there's no way I will push my children to go to school. And this isn't no far-fetched spiritual ideology either. Most of the successful business entrepreneurs, one I can come off the top of the dome is Gary Vaynerchuk. You know, he goes to colleges telling people you ain't got to go to college. You see, like, how these guys that got millions, they'll tell you, hey, no, you ain't got to go to college unless you want to. They'll tell you to go be an apprentice before going to college. If our son came and he had like 25 stacks, I'd be like, go sit with a master for $25,000 before going to school. That's what I would tell him. You know what I'm saying? You know, we just live in a whole new day and age. We really do. We really do.
True indeed.
And let me just make one more point real quick. Like, there's a lot of talented people who don't really have to go to school to learn things that they require you to go to school for X amount of years for, just to say you got a degree in this. There's people who are so much talented, they don't have to pass no state standardized test in order to be a part of something, because that's the old ways of the system. So what the internet does is, let's say you're a holistic healer, or you someone like a someone who's dealing with herbs, or someone who deals with crystals, someone who deals with spiritual tools, you can bypass all that by using the internet and put your things out there, you know, where people, you might end up getting a job or getting hired, bypassing the going through and all that, where, you know, you could possibly get hired if that's what you chose to do. You know, or, you know, work for a firm or anything. I mean, the path is unlimited, you know, as far as what you can do on the internet. So I just wanted to make that point, you know. So you don't always have to get a certificate. I'd love to get a certificate from the university, any university.
He said, get a certificate from the universe.
She really did.
She's crazy. I know that's right. So I think we got everything out there about this show, Holly. We went off on a little bit of a tangent, but I think the family definitely got the hint and will of course, be posting and letting everyone know via social media, via the email list and things like that about what we got going on. So I definitely want to take some callers if the family wants to chime in on anything this day, and it really doesn't matter. We were speaking on energy, but anything the family wants to share or has any questions or comments or anything like that, feel free. The number is 858-365-5534, and press 1 to get in the queue, and we'll take calls in just a little while. Ali, I did want to share with the family a little bit of some of the going on of our mound visit yesterday, because we saw something what I considered rather interesting going on right down below us. And some things we had interesting happen on the mound as well. So is that cool if we share a little bit with the family about the mound visit?
Shoot, that was your visit. I was just, hey, I was packing along with them, playing with
you
the children.
There, yeah.
Hey, that was your
yeah.
visit.
But you were up there. You were up there. Wait a minute, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
No, I was just joking. I meditated on Sunday and I about fell asleep. No, I said I meditated on Sunday and I about fell asleep, but I did have a vision that said I don't want to share that on here.
Yes.
I'll share it or whatever.
Yeah.
I just share
yeah. But yeah, so I wanted to go to the local mound, and which is only about 20-25 minutes away from where we live, so it's really rather close, and wanted to go up there, which we've done rituals with the spiritual fam and, you know, just a couple of rituals and went to a ritual and things like that up there, so it's always lovely to go visit the mound and get some of that energetic enhancement that it's got going on there, but we just had the full moon on the 9th. And it was a strawberry moon as well as a honey moon. You know, the ancient cultures gave the moons different names, just like they did with the deities and things like that, depending upon what culture it was named differently. But so it was also known as the honey moon. So I decided to do some honey things as far as magic goes and with some rituals. So I wanted to go up to the mound, and I wanted to give an offering on the honey moon. So we went on Saturday, and one of the interesting things that happened that I wanted to share with the family was while we were at the top of the mound, this honeybee was buzzing around, and he just sort of landed and just chilled there. I guess he was part of the ritual or whatever it was, but I was just very interesting to have the honeybee come and land there, and I'm sharing this with the family because, you know, there are a lot of places across the United States that have these energetic natural spots. And a lot of times they're guides under different names and things like that, but there are really mounds all over North America, and they're like the kind of pyramid, just a little bit different from what we may see, you know, in Africa and Egypt and things like that, but and in Mexico, but still under the same premise. There's also caves. There's also natural bodies of water. There's also waterfalls and all these other wonderful ways that the ancients left, you know, things for us so that we could get that energy. And I wanted to share it with the family because I'm sure if you use the God, the internet, like what Juice was saying, you can find some of these natural energetic spaces near you, and you can visit them as well. And we actually have a few places here in Ohio. We've got the Serpent Mound, which we've been to as well, and then the Miamisburg Mound, which is the one that we went to yesterday, and as well as just, you know, rivers and just all kinds of different things that you can go to and really get the energy of nature and, you know, be connected. And it was just a beautiful thing. And while we were there yesterday, we were getting ready to leave down the mound, and I saw a group of women that were down at like a little, in a little field, but it was sort of by like a little playground area. And I told Ali, I was like, I think they're doing a ritual of some sort. And we end up, you know, walking down, and we're over there next to them. And sure enough, they were, I think it was a coven of, you know, witches or whatever you want to call them, and they were doing a ritual. They had drums, They had a horn. They called in the winds and the four directions. They were building on chakras, I believe, and they just were out there doing their thing. And it was just a very beautiful thing. So it wasn't just us at the mound. It was a group of other people getting up on that energy as well. And so I just want to share with the family, if you get an opportunity, one near you, please go. You'll enjoy it. You'll feel the vibe. And it's just a beautiful way to enhance the energy and connect with the ancestors. So I just want to share. And Ali said he had a vision there. He doesn't want to share it with the family, but always things like happen when we go up there. So it's always a beautiful experience. So I just want to share that.
Indeed. Beautiful. I know when the Serpent Mound, on the winter solstice, it was all kinds of people that migrated there. Like the spirit is drawing them to these places. You know what I mean? It's kind of obvious. But that was the first time we seen somebody on our mound. You know, we call that our mound. You know what I mean? We activated it. There was no luscious day in that mound whatsoever. I think I still have pictures. It was in the summer. In the spring or whatever, and it was all brown. There was no greenery there. We activated it. It's plush. You know what I'm saying? You go to that mountain today, it's plush. But look at the mountain like a few years ago. You know, so that's why I call it our mountain. And the reason why we speak about it so often is because, you know, we're not special. You go with any group of people, one or two or more people, you can activate your mountain. You know, that's, you know, I wanted to do the Ohio Earthworks tour this year. I'm not sure we'll be able to do it. I mean, we still got time we can do it, but, you know, there's so much things going on. That's a lot of logistics as well, you know, getting everybody to Ohio and stuff like that. But it's something definitely on my heart. You know, we talked a long time ago about going around the U.S. and activating mounds or whatever. So, you know, I follow spirit, you know. Just like with the accelerator, man. I hold on to. Shout out to everybody in the accelerator.
I know, right?
You don't know about it. Hey, yo, you don't know about it, but I can tell you, it's one of those things I ain't in the business of selling spirituality. But you know, for the longest, like most spiritual people, especially when you want to open up a spiritual business, we have a hard time talking about what we do, and hey, it costs money. You know, I wasn't an exception to that. I think most people that have a genuine heart have that conflict of interest. It's an easy time with that. That's my opinion, or whatever, you know. But so I never had that approach about selling things like you need to get this or whatever like that. You know, but this one of those things where if I ever had anything to like try to sell or talk you into, if you're in alignment for it, that's what it is, the accelerator. So we got some callers. You can go ahead and do your thug fizzle, and you know, we'll close out or whatever.
All right, yes, indeed. All right, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. And family, if you do want to get in on the discussion, it's 858-365-5534. Just remember to press 1 to get into queue. And with that, open the line for the first caller. Caller from the 925-325. You're on the air. Can you state your name and where you're calling from for us?
I think that, hello?
Peace.
How you doing? My name is Darian. I'm from Richmond, California.
Peace.
In the Bay Area.
Hey, peace, bro.
How you doing?
I'm well.
I start listening to the radio show right around, I don't know, I know Ali because I follow him, but I don't know the rest of you guys, when he was talking about the internet being God. I think that's is a good point, though, because you can basically do anything on the internet, create anything you want to.
How old are you, bro? I'm sorry, I got to get your age, and you can talk about whatever. How old are you?
I'm 27. I just turned 27 May 29th.
That's what I thought. I knew you wanted to be 30 or 40, bro. The young cats get it. That's what I'm saying. These old cats that don't get it. But please speak about whatever you want to, son.
Okay, I just want to – I've been following you, Ali, for a minute, and I did the 7 steps. I want to say thank you for the 7 steps because it has risen my vibration. And I'm also going back and trying to do it over, making sure I'm doing it right. But I just have a general – for me, Since I was little, I have things I couldn't explain. For instance, tell you this real quick thing. I had a dream, and I was in Christianity at this point because I was younger. I had a dream that it was a flashing light. It was real bright that I was talking to. It was a deep voice, and it was telling me that you have a choice to make. You can't ride both sides of the fence. And so at that point, I took it as Jesus because obviously I was in the Christian faith, and it took that I couldn't be in the street life and I couldn't be a good boy per se because I had went off to college at that point after that. After I got that dream, I had went off to college. And fast forward, my question is for Ali is that I'm running into all these different spiritual information, and where I landed is spiritual parents. That's where I'm at now. And I just want to know, am I going in the right direction? Because I came up on two deities. The first one being, is her name Kali, K-A-L-I? That's how you pronounce it, Kali?
Kali, uh-huh.
Kali, okay, I didn't want to pronounce her, Kali. And one is Anubis, which is ironic because my birthday is on Memorial Day, dealing with the dead, obviously. So I just want to know, how do I get more into that? How do I keep my journey? Am I going in the right direction? And I also know you said if you feel it, then it's right. But I just want to know that I'm doing this all myself. So I just want to know, am I going in the right direction? Is there anything I should be doing more? Or hello?
Pardon me, bro. Pardon me. Hallelujah, emergency. Give me a hot second, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Disregard logic and go with your feelings. Because right now you're trying to make logical sense to something that you're already intuitively being guided to. It's kind of a block early on the path. So my recommendation for you is to go with your feeling over your logic and what makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And, okay, I get it. And also, I just want to say one quick thing. I am going to take your class. I'm just waiting on to get the money. But I definitely want to try out that. I believe it's called Mastery Acceleration, your new program. I definitely want to try that.
It's millions of souls around the world getting that call, brother. But I'm going to correct you. It ain't a tryout. It's a commitment. And it's not a commitment to the program. It's a commitment to yourself. That's why it's set up the way it is. It's set up. It ain't no term. It ain't no 1 year. It ain't no term. If you use it, until you don't need it. That's what it is. Training ground for you, deeper within you. There's no other program that I know of. You put it on my spirit, I was like, wow, that's one. Yeah, it ain't a tryout, bro. I just want to correct you on that. But everything else, man, you sound like you're in the right place for where your spirit is. You're being led. And I always know if somebody just woke up and they come to certain realization or certain teachers or certain paths, that they're in alignment. They're kind of super boosted. You done bypassed a lot of the spiritual blocks a lot of humans go to. I'm going to just put it like that so people don't think I'm talking about people. I'll just put it like that. You avoided a lot of traps. Hopefully you get that.
Yeah, I get that. Thank you. And thank you for correcting me, too, because that does sound way better than the tryout. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Peace and love.
Bye-bye.
All right, Ali, y'all good over there?
God is good.
All right. Amen.
Yeah, it is. All right. You know, there's little things going on. I ain't want the family to hear it. It's cool. Cool.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for the next caller. caller from the 937-971. You're on the air. Can you state your name and where you're calling from for us?
Peace, peace, y'all. It's Danielle.
Peace, peace.
Just chiming in to say hello.
Peace.
I am excited for you guys. I cannot wait for you guys to make these transformations. I am really excited for y'all. Like y'all said, like, you're right. I know for me, I definitely vibe off of being able to see someone because it just makes me feel like I'm actually interacting with you instead of, like, typing and so on and so forth. So, excited. I really didn't have anything much to say. You guys have already said everything that I definitely can co-sign on. I'm just showing my love, stopping in and saying hi.
Aww. Oh, that's what's up.
It was
we appreciate it.
Danielle was there on my live stream yesterday. Was that chat lit? Was it like going crazy?
Yes, it was. It was just, it was live. So yes, that's what I was saying. It's like you get to interact and a lot of good questions come up. So I'm geeked. It don't take much to get me geeked, though. But I just wanted to send y'all blessings. Have a wonderful day. It's gorgeous. I'm already out driving about. And so y'all enjoy your day today.
Thank you. You too, sis.
Yo, you
all
too,
right.
Cool, y'all. Have a good one.
Peace. All right, next caller from the 916-838. You're on the air. Can you state your name and where you're calling from for us?
Certainly. Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Peace.
Greetings, Queen. Greetings.
Hi. I've been blessed. I received my job offer starting on July the 5th, and it's a direct hire job in a call center for a major insurance company, and the training is going to be on Sun Center Drive in a beautiful big building, and I'll either work in that building after training, or I would work in a building a couple miles away on International Drive. Which building will I work in, and will I have longevity at this company, I hope?
Ah, reading. Ali, are you all right over there?
Yeah, all is well. I'm not prepared to, I'm not. I wouldn't recommend, I don't want to do, like, personal readings on the air at this time. I'm not, you know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
Yeah, okay, Wendy, we apologize. We weren't expecting to do any readings on the show this day, so you're going to have to wait and catch us when we go to our new platform. I'm sure we'll be doing reading shows at that time, but whenever we do reading shows, we always say that they're going to be, readings and things like that. So,
all right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Peace.
Peace.
All right. I'm opening up the line for the spiritual fam. 513-208. Peace. Peace.
Peace. Peace. What's good? What's good? What it do? Man, it's good to hear the three-part harmony back. I know that much.
Peace.
I mean?
Peace.
Peace, bro. What's good, bro?
Yeah,
it
was good.
Hey, that chat yesterday was crack. I've never seen a chat. I made a post, and my name flew by like, really? Like 15 other people made posts within the same second. It was just crack. There was no way to get all those messages and try to stay focused on what you was talking about, man. So that Facebook Live, that's, I didn't know they had a Facebook Live either. I didn't know what was going on, but once again, a guy dropping new jewels, you know, something I may have to try later on, you know what I'm saying? But I love the fact
that. I was about to say, I know you built for, this one cat I know in my Rolodex. I'm like, hey, let's go live. When? You know, I talked to a lot of people. Like here's a brother, long story short, real quick, you can continue, man. This is one cat, man. Long story short, like, I can tell in his energy, he want to do something. I got it out of him. He said he want to write a book. He dropping jewels, just ghetto jewels or whatever. I was like, man, you would go great on camera. Oh, bro, I don't do cameras. Sorry, nut real quick. So my point is, you can get on video, you better do it as quick as possible before they start charging you to be on video. Please continue.
Man, I got my tripod yesterday. Nice little six-foot tripod. After the show, we headed to the park. I'm dropping 3 videos a day going forward. I'm making an announcement tonight on my show. Check out my channel. So, what's going down? Scruffy beard and all. You know what I'm saying?
So, dropping your videos on, bro?
Tonight, well, later after the show, I'm dropping one on solo work, altars, and just winning. Those are the 3 that's going on today.
You put them on your YouTube channel?
Oh, I'm going to. Yeah, I'm going to film it today and throw it on my YouTube channel.
All right, fam. So what y'all need to do is YouTube, go Yael's Moon, Y-A-E-L, apostrophe S, Moon. That's Sun Siraj's channel. Maurice's channel, put his name in, Maurice Hayes. That's Mo Square's channel. And Chris Enlighten. What's your channel on YouTube?
Yeah, my channel on YouTube is going to be called The Enlightened Journey. It ain't up yet, but it will be up by the time my show come on at 7 o'clock. It will be up, The Enlightened Journey.
Okay. Well, the first 2 I know is up, and definitely drop your number so they can call in. I know the fam be rocking out, but drop it just in case or whatever, for sure.
At 7 p.m. tonight, we going in on the ancestors. So tonight, 619-924-0. 5, Twin Flame Radio. I'm going to reiterate what I just already said. So, I mean, rock out with us, fam.
Yeah, you know I'll
it's
be in the
show. It's just great hearing this 3-part harmony back. I'm glad everything, man. Like Drew said earlier, it just makes you giddy inside. See that triad back.
He said a tripod and triad bars. Hey, Catherine, those too. Some of those tripods, yeah, you got to spit a cheese on some of those tripods, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know my webcam was jacked up. I never knew how janky it was, so I did a YouTube Live the first time. I got another webcam, and I was like, they ain't even that crisp. So I got to get another webcam before we go live. I want our screen, slick.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely got to invest in it.
No poverty consciousness here. Winning.
Look, I'm all fired out.
I got you.
Let me not joke. Every time I make a joke, man, people be donating. I'll be making jokes like, you can donate. You like donations. I don't want people feeling like that, man. It just has to come from the heart. I personally, I know every human should donate and tithe. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And I heard it best said, if you can't donate a little bit when you have $10, don't think you're going to donate some when you have millions. So no
mm-hmm.
matter what level you have, you got to donate. You feel me? And all this
mm-hmm.
last jewel, all the successful people donate. Not because they want to, because they know about energy. You know what I mean? That's why
right.
the first lesson
mm-hmm.
that we taught. You feel me? It's called a luxury tax, and it's called spiritual luxury. You know what I mean? And you get hit to that real quick.
Monopoly.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
well, indeed.
Peace and love, man. I'm going to see y'all day.
What do you say, bro?
Peace and love.
Peace and love, family. Y'all enjoy y'all day.
Oh, yeah. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love, God.
Peace, God.
In the Goddess.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, I believe that is all the callers we had on the line. So I know Ali wanted it to be sort of a short little show today. We just wanted to let the family know what was going to be going on with the new mind, right? And, of course, you know, come back in. We took that little hiatus for a little while, so we definitely want to say what's up and hear from the fam. So I'm just going to move it over to Juice. Let him say any last words that he may have and his final piece to the family for Blog Talk Radio. So, Juice, go ahead, God.
Well, yo, excuse me. Let me go first, man. That was even a TV snack. You feel me? A few announcements. I'll make this real quick, but it's basically the same thing I said on YouTube. The next event that's coming up that you want to go to, if you're interested in it, is the Get Booked online course. In 4 weeks, I will teach you everything that I've done to produce a book, get a book on Amazon, all that good stuff, all the little hacks and tricks and the time and money savers, for real, for real. If you're interested in writing a book, if you already have writings or something like that, you just need help putting it together. If you don't have anything whatsoever, I can guarantee you in 28 days you can have a book published very cheaply, very easily. If that resonates with you, the Get Booked online course starts, I believe, Wednesday. So you need to register by Tuesday. Only thing you have to do to secure your spot is make a deposit. So you only have to have it paid in full. I ain't worried about that. I just need to make sure you're committed, you know, and got some skin in the game. So make a deposit. You can be a part of that. FLEMartyrs.com, click on classes, and you'll be able to see that. Also, the first masterclass, which was a masterclass, is something I'm doing every 2 weeks. It's on a webinar platform. And the whole purpose of that is to have an affordable teaching that people can get where at the end of that teaching, you'll be able to do exactly what you signed up for. The first one is for psychic development. It's actually a workshop I've done numerous times. But if you haven't taken it, that is by far the best thing you can invest in as far as information, technique, tricks, hacks, or whatever to tap into your intuition. In a nutshell, I give up everything that I've done to this point to be highly intuitive, you know, and humbly people seek me out for my intuition. So it's something that if you're interested in, if that's your calling, it's something that you can offer as a service as well. If you're in the psychic work or intuitive counseling and stuff like that, it help all of that. But if you just want to be more intuitive, that's the workshop. And it's the psychic development. Just click on masterclass. And the next masterclass will be in 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, I'll have a new one. Last announcement, and like I said, once again, it's a beautiful thing just to open up doors. And within 24 hours, we had double digits, and that's the accelerator. I'm not going to say too much about it because I want everyone to read things before you commit to it. But I can assure you that it's probably one of the best offerings for this price point that I've ever been commissioned from the spirit world to do. When they gave me the blueprint of what to do, I was like, yeah, ain't no questions. You know, I ran it past one person, and she's on the phone now. You feel me, Son Sarah? Like, it was, it's like, she knows me. Everything that, this is something I don't talk about, but everything that I put out in the world, I really don't get advice from anybody or be like, what do you think about this? Because it's coming from spirit. Once you get in tune and you're in purpose, spirit gives you direction, and it always is what you're supposed to do. So the people that are coming to that program, it ain't a class, it ain't a course, it's a program to program you to build mastery. You're an aspiring master, that's what you want to take, you know, as far as my offering. There's other things, but that's my offering for people who are really on a path to spiritual mastery. I'm not going to teach you what to think, how to think, or all that stuff. I'm going to teach you how to go deeper within yourself, and that's where that mastery is, within you. So if that's where you're at, that's what you want to join. If you're not ready, that's not what you want to join, because it's not for everybody. I don't want everybody in there, okay? But Accelerator, if that resonates with you, go read everything. After you read everything, then make that choice to commit or not. SLEMyers.com. Click on the self-paper. Go shout out here for all this. Monumental. Monumental. So it's definitely something special going on. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all better tune in. What? 2 Mondays from now, we going in. But I'll be on YouTube in the interim, you know, dropping jewels, fresh content. Like, this is my last for you. I know she says Gemini, see, or whatever. I ain't a Gemini. I guess I've been extra talkative. But what I said on my YouTube is I'm not really speaking anymore unless it's something totally new. I'm not repeating anything. I'm just going to tell you where it's at. It's so much new ways of doing this and the structure to do. I can't wait to share it. It's going to be free, giving out free information. You know what I'm saying? So you just want to be plugged in on my YouTube channel. All right.
Juice, you done eating the spiritual fruit. We supposed to give it out, not eat it. Like, I don't know what you got going on.
Oh, man. No, it's all love, man. Peace to the family. Man, it's definitely, you know, it's been a long time coming, like Sam Cooke. So, you know, I felt like we've been gone forever. I know I've been gone for a couple of weeks. It felt like eternity, especially when I don't be rocking out with the fam. So, you know, man, I'm just glad to be, you know, back in the building and back in the building. Definitely glad to have Son Sarah back in the building. Even though even when you're not here, you're still here, you know.
I know, right?
You know. So, peace and love, family. Let me get out. I got some things I got to handle. So,
true story.
So, brother, peace and love, family. That's a point in time. Peace.
Yeah, peace and love to the God. Peace. Yes, indeed, family. As always, we want to thank you for tuning in. Definitely looking forward to the new platform coming June the 19th on YouTube Live, Mind Right Live, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's a Monday. Be sure to check us out. Be sure to check out the website at oliemyers.com and l9shop.com. So this is my final quote, Blog Talk Radio's Mind Right Radio, and this is from Bharta Hari. And he said, idleness is a great enemy to mankind. There is no friend like energy, for if you cultivate that, it will never fail. So until next time, family, the new platform, peace and love.